handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Prattville police have arrested two people in connection to a shooting at Victoria Place Apartments. Police say 20-year-old LaDante Garrison and 19-year-old DeCorian Taylor are charged with two counts of attempted murder and one count of discharging a firearm into an occupied dwelling. Andalusia police make an arrest after a high-speed chase yesterday. Officials say 42-year-old Christopher Clinton evaded police after a traffic stop yesterday afternoon. He is now charged with reckless endangerment and attempting to elude law enforcement. And crews will soon begin work on Zelda Road in Montgomery. City officials say resurfacing will begin Monday evening and should only last a few days. Drivers should expect delays in the area throughout the project. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900. 4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Mr. Sandman. Okay, this is David, and it's too early for our 4th of July sale, and I've milked Memorial Day for all it's worth, so I'm having an anniversary sale. I really don't remember exactly when I opened my first store, so now is as good a time as any. Our new lineups from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Southern, and Diamond have arrived, and they include some fabulous mattresses from extremely firm to sink-in plush, with nice queen mattresses from $249 and kings from $299, all the way up to really luxurious mattresses in the $2,000 to $3,000 range. We also discount headboards, beds, and adjustable bases every day. With over twice the selection of the other stores on display, many exclusive in this area, lowest prices, great customer service, and mattresses in stock, it's no surprise we keep getting voted Montgomery's favorite. We're open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday in Montgomery, and Tuesday through Saturday in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, locally owned and operated by someone you can actually talk to, me.
Our 11 o'clock name for this morning, James Askew. We are looking for James Askew to call us back at 396-5477. James Askew, call us back within the hour for your chance to win a 1-carat Forever Martin diamond from Marguerite's.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. All right, guys, welcome back in to News and Views. You two are not on the air. Welcome back in. I double-clicked the button.
So we're got my friend fading history on the air.
You know what? I can do it again. I can do the whole opening again. Just plug it back in. Let's do this.
It's
we can talk over
News
it.
News and Views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
See? Now we have opening. See how that works?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, well.
Messed that up.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get into the program.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news.
I'm done! A lot of inputs.
Way to go there.
Bait. So much.
Outputs.
Can we get a damn producer?
Things are, a lot of ins, a lot of outs. A lot of downs.
Who produces this damn train wreck anyway?
Apparently no one.
Well.
Hey now.
Been known to happen. Anyway, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. As soon as we can get the computer to stop sending sound, we'll be good to go.
Just pull it down and let the people ride and hear the bumper music.
Yeah, but
and
like,
let us hear it in here.
Well, yeah, but then they can't hear any of us. The Facebook people can't hear any of us.
What? Right. Just on the bumper.
Right. Well, they'll just know.
No. They don't hear us talking either.
Right. That's
what I'm
saying.
That's probably a good thing.
We're up to a grand total of 29 viewers right now.
So. 29.
Well, 29. We've had a lot of trouble. We've been kicked off like five times.
We've had some
today.
Technical difficulties.
It's okay. We're That's learning right. every week.
Christy joins us as she does each and every each and every Friday at 11 o'clock. 84 joins us as he does whenever the hell he feels like it.
See?
Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, we're here with you from 9 to noon each and every day. Your phone calls are welcome at 272-9228. That's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. 272-9228. What the hell was that?
It just hung up.
No.
That's probably your boyfriend calling.
Don't make me... Who, my boyfriend?
That just took a turn.
Yeah, well...
Wow.
What the hell does that mean?
the guy that's absolutely infatuated with you.
Oh, that guy. I sure hope not. Guys, I want to ask you a question. What has been voted the ninth sexiest accent in the world?
Ooh, the ninth?
Pent Lala.
That's
for
so
2019.
Random.
The ninth sexiest accent in the world for 2019.
Pent Lala.
I'll tell you where I found this. It's on centralalabamaweekend.com. You want to guess which state's accent was ninth sexiest in the world?
Georgia?
No, Dave.
Oh.
Is it
accent
Texas?
Texas?
Not Texas. No, Alabama.
Oh!
Alabama.
How could we possibly have missed that?
Who nailed it?
Yes.
Is Pent Lala not located in Alabama?
Well, yeah.
No. Allegedly.
Pent Lala's a piece of Alabama.
I thought it was like the free state of Pent Lala.
It's like the Vatican.
That's right. That's right.
Alabama has the ninth sexiest outfit. Big 7 Travel polled their readership to find out which accents from around the globe were considered the sexiest. Hmm. More than 7,000 accents across the planet.
That's a lot of accents, dude.
Can I guess one?
Yes.
Is Australia the first?
I have no idea.
Oh. Does it say the first one?
No, Australia's not. Australia is fifth.
Oh, okay. Well, that's still
Australia's
up there.
Australia's fifth.
Still What's, up there.
That's a good guess.
Number one is
New Zealand, which is basically Australia light.
Is it really?
Yeah.
New Zealand's number one.
Yes.
New Zealand?
And then South African. The ghetto South African accent is number two.
But that survey's garbage.
South African's like half German, though. It's like half German, half British.
It's awful. It's terrible.
They speak Afrikaans.
Irish third, Italian fourth, Australian fifth, Scottish sixth.
Mm.
Hey, can you understand the Scottish?
Mm. I guess a bunch of friends of Haggis.
I do like Irish.
And they think
where do the Frenchies fall in?
Seven. Espanol eight, and then Alabama nine.
But here's the thing,
that's
right?
What that's talking what I'm talking about. Dadgummit,
we famous.
Yeah,
we finally are on the good side of the list.
That's why we have 34 people watching the live feed. Because of all these outrageous Alabama accents.
Right.
Does my accent qualify as
Alabama? No, neither is mine.
You know what? No one thinks that, though. Because you go up north and people will...
Oh, they think that you are like a full-on redneck.
Well, I get Southern Bill. You
get redneck. I get full-on.
That's a little different.
I get full-on like they think I'm Clay. No. They think I'm a Randall. No offense, Randall. No offense, Randall. Love you, buddy. But they do. They're like, you know, I remember I lived down here for a while, and then I went to see my cousins in New Jersey, and they're like, you're a hick. I was like, what are you talking about? They're like, you sound, you know, like, you've been in Georgia too long, boy. I'm like, okay.
But we don't think we talk any different. We don't think we talk weird.
We talk real funny down
when
here.
When I'm down here, people think
we
I
put
sound...
W's in things, just like you just said. Talk.
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 There's
talk.
A W in talk.
Y'all.
Like dog.
Yeah. I still don't say y'all that much.
I say it all the time.
I don't know what else you say.
Yeah,
guys.
What else do you say?
Guys.
Oh, guys.
Men.
Men.
Fellas.
Bruh.
Yins. You're a yinzer.
Yeah, see.
What are yins doing?
Fellas is one that I use, and it caught on because there was a cat from Texas that moved to Montgomery and went to school at Hooper with us.
Did you say cat?
Yeah, a dude.
Yeah, a cat. Okay. Yeah, you know, a cat.
Okay, that's another one.
All right.
Go on.
Heard cat?
I've never heard someone use it in a sentence.
Not seriously.
A full-on sentence.
I've heard of cat, like, oh, go feed the cat.
But Nettie.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Go clean out the cat's litter box.
Anyhow, but when he came to Hooper, and he would always say fellas, and we made fun of him because mm-hmm. we said y'all. And he was like, come on, y'all. That's what we would say. He would say, come on, fellas.
Right.
And it caught on. And so I picked that up from like 1987.
There was a cat that I knew that he would, anything you told him that was like, you know, he'd be like, darn.
And so then we started saying it like ironically, and then like it turned into just being unironic. Like somebody says, and be like, "Dern."
Yeah.
Did I store my hat properly? I cannot continue to wear it.
Why do you keep changing your mind? What's going on?
Well, because I see it there, and Clay looks so damn sexy in his hat, and I think I need to put a hat on. Well, and then I put the hat on, and it's terrible.
Everybody can't be big and sexy. See if it's a hat. Because you are a black hat. So
I am a good-looking man.
Whoa.
Wow.
No?
No, I said,
like it.
Whoa.
A lot.
You like that a lot?
Oh, yeah, you got the hat that's mad and black, and blue is black to match.
May I borrow?
You're not the white hat.
You're not the white hat.
I'm a black hat?
Exactly.
I need to know where you got that. I like Dave's reaction. Dave looked at me and started drooling.
I did.
I'll tell you off air. You ought to see Dave in it.
Yeah.
You look good in that hat?
Oh, fine.
I look good in everything.
I even wore my backup headphones.
You know how big of a problem that is?
It really is.
It's such a big problem. You spend a lot of money when you look good in everything.
It's a problem. I mean,
I mean, look at his pants. Stand up. Would you please, for the camera, stand up? Dave is standing up and demonstrating
right.
How he raided Rodney Dangerfield's wardrobe.
Notice the embroidered belt buckle.
Oh, what does it say?
Oh,
DLM.
For Larry.
For Larry.
How about it?
David Larry Mowlery. No, it's the L is for the third L that everybody always forgets.
I'm fresh, I'm fly, I'm always high. Oh, wait.
Oh, shoot.
You almost said it.
I almost did.
It's from a song.
Well.
That was the closest I think
I've
ever
come. Now, this raises an interesting dilemma because I do have a dump button.
I didn't say it, though.
But it's not going to dump.
Facebook. It's going to go out on Facebook.
But again,
nothing went out.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
That's true.
On Facebook.
No.
It
doesn't matter on Facebook.
But. Right. That's what I'm saying. It matters for the FCC regulated.
Whoa.
Signal. But not the
I need a black hat.
Yeah, everyone looks good in the black hat.
Everybody looks good in a black hat. I mean, Clay is a sexy beast.
Well, nobody looks as good as me, but you look better in a black hat.
Our problem with a hat like that is that you have enough hair that like is hot anyway. Like, you're already wearing a hat. So you're wearing another hat.
That's a good point.
And it gets really hot.
So Dave is cheesing on your haircut, Clay.
I am not. I'm just talking about reality, man.
It is reality.
Hey, Boom joined the lobby.
Like I said, I mean, I'm wearing like a full-on winter cap here. You know,
they make clippers, Dave.
Dave, they said your pants are in God mode.
Well, they're right.
That's a compliment. You know, we've had about a 10-minute conversation about how good we look and everything.
They are not.
What did you say, Kristen?
They are
you
not,
made the statement.
They are not
if
rude.
You have to say how good you look, it means you don't look that good. You made that statement.
That doesn't apply to me.
Someone was complaining earlier it was too dark. We've added lights.
Yeah, that was
Is that too much light, though?
Every
time I look at Dave.
Oh, wait, I have sunglasses on.
Yeah, every time I look at Dave, I melt.
Oh, wait, I have sunglasses.
Yeah, no, it's not too much light, but I'm wearing my sunglasses.
Oh,
there you go, Dave.
Dave's mic boom is in your way.
Dave's mic boom is in my way?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's worse.
Oh.
Dave.
No, don't.
That's even worse, Dave. Pull it back.
Well, I mean,
it's okay, guys.
I'm trying to get our views up.
We're experimenting. I thought this was the trust tree with the nest.
I don't know what that means.
Fall backwards. She needs to be sitting in this chair then.
Well, we can change during the break.
Views up.
That's a good point.
We can change during the break.
I can't see the feed.
Well, 40 other people can.
Right here.
Our Facebook live feed is fire, by the way. The audio is fixed thanks to the lovely and talented Jay Scott, who sits downstairs and comes up here from 6 to 9 each morning. The video feed is perfect. We're coming in 720p HD thanks to Alan Harbin from Harbin Consulting. And you can sponsor this Facebook live feed for the low, low price for the low, low price of dollars. We will let you sponsor this.
For a low price of a lot of money.
You just call us. If you're willing to fork over dollars per hour, we will let you sponsor this.
That's right.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you that it's going to be cheaper than that. It's going to be a lot of money. It's going to cost you a lot of money. But you know what? It's very high quality feed. You're going to get live mentions over the air, and you're going to have a sign on the Facebook live video.
We could get Just for Men to sponsor my beard.
Yeah, I took a picture of myself yesterday, and I sent it to my sister and asked her a question about the hat, actually. I said, am I pulling this hat off or not?
You're getting the whites.
And she said, Baron, shave your beard. It is gray.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
I mean, I'm telling you.
My wife thinks it's sexy.
Having a gray beard?
Yeah.
I'm telling you what. I'm just saying, the salt and pepper thing, With like,
is working on
older guys, it always does work. I think it always does work.
How's
okay,
that?
Well, here, just put the hat back on. I'm really talking about the beard.
Put the hat back on. Clay, put the hat on. You're blinding us. The lights are on.
I'm talking about your beard, Clay.
You're killing me, Christy.
I'm talking about beards. Beards, beards, beards.
Do you think Auburn House Wash could clean that up?
I don't even think they could fix that.
I don't even think they could fix that, but they can fix your house. Go to auburnhousewash.com, auburnhousewash.com, 826-WASH, 826-WASH. Auburn House Wash will get you fixed up right away. You can check them out online, auburnhousewash.com. Facebook is a great opportunity. What do? Well, they wash houses. Right now, they get a 15% radio deal off for the month of June. Call them, tell them you want that 15% off radio deal off an entire clean. That is your roof, your house, and your driveway. They'll knock 15% off of that. Just tell them you heard it on the radio. Auburn House Wash, they are, you talk about a good endorsement of radio advertising working. He got three calls the first day.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm covered up. He wanted to come down off the radio. I said, nah, man, you'll lose all your momentum. You know, right. You just need to hire more people.
That's right.
Do faster.
Scale up.
Exactly. Scale up. Don't come down. 826-WASH, 826-WASH. Get in touch with them. 826-WASH. Spencer over at Auburn House Wash.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
All right, guys, welcome back into News and Views. 20 minutes after 11 o'clock. If you wonder why we don't have bumper music today, it is a technical difficulty. We're trying to get wrinkled out.
It's Mark Zuckerberg's fault.
It's Mark Zuckerberg's fault. Mark Zuckerberg is truly the worst human being on the planet. Can I say that on Facebook?
There's so many people.
You can.
Fixing to get cut off again.
There are so many people. What do you mean? I can't say that. I can say that, right? He's the worst human being on the planet.
But you've said that about a few people this week.
Well, they should stop being terrible.
I agree.
Maybe that's their tie.
No, listen. It's like when they asked Bill Clinton and he said, what about the definition of is? Do you mean that is a thing then or is it existing right now?
Right.
At the time that he called somebody else the worst person on the planet, they were the worst person on the planet. But right now,
it's Zuckerberg.
It's Zuckerberg.
Right now, it's Zuckerberg.
I get it. That means thank you, Dave.
Right? I would say this. Let's say two football teams went 0-16.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say the Detroit Lions go 0-16 and the Vikings couldn't because they play each other twice. But let's say the Chargers go 0-16, right? Who's the worst team in football? They're both the worst team in football. They're both the worst team in football. So Zuckerberg is the worst person on the planet because he keeps taking our live feed down. We're up to 48 people, by the way. I think we hit 51 a minute ago. If you want to join us, go to my Facebook page, Baron Coleman. I haven't done it in a while. I'll accept your Facebook friend request if you want to join us.
Is it not public?
It's public, but a lot of people want the notices.
Oh,
so they want the notice when we go live. Great. So you got to be my friend to get the notice.
That makes sense.
The number one reason adults are interested in legalized cannabis.
They want to get high?
That's what I thought.
Want to get high?
Listen, man.
Sounds like an Afro man.
I know you like. I know you like to get wet though.
You know. I mean, I honestly, when I read that headline, I thought, well, get high. I mean, that's the premier reason to use marijuana, I thought. Adults more and more favor of decriminalization of cannabis. They don't want the plant's legalized use because they want to get high. Rather, they simply want a more natural way to relieve pain and depression. Because you don't feel pain and depressed when you're high. Right? You ever been sad when you're drunk? Not very often.
Therefore, they want to get high.
When you're sad, you get drunk. Or you get high now.
No, what did we say last week? That it's like it's physiological or whatever, that if you use alcohol to clean wounds on the outside,
yeah,
then you drink alcohol to cure wounds on the inside. It's science, bro.
That's why my innards are so healthy.
That's right. Healthy.
Clay has never been sad.
Nor sick. Ever.
A recent Nielsen survey delved into why Americans are interested in trying legal cannabis. The results were outstanding. They don't want to get high, or they don't want to experience the effects of the psychoactive THC found in cannabis. I don't know who these adults are. That could be why
liars.
CBD oil has been rising rapidly in popularity. Those who said they'd consume the plant if it were legalized were most likely to cite pain treatment or other wellness options. 85% said they want it legalized for treatment of pain. 82% said for mental health. That's getting high, though, right? Mental health?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have
to be. The same?
It doesn't have to be.
But what about smoking pot makes you happy?
No, I thought that,
getting high.
I thought there was like a thing, but they say there's a thing on the CBD side that makes you, without getting high, feel better or whatever. It's like a natural, what's the word?
Treatment of minor injuries, 81%. Sleep aid, 77%. And relaxation, 74%. I'm going to go again with
relaxation.
High. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know about this survey.
Oh, boy, nailed it on this one. I'm pretty sure if you're depressed, you get high. And you're not depressed anymore.
If you're anxious, you get high.
And you're not anxious
anymore.
I mean...
Treatment of non-pain medical conditions, 63%. Disease or ailment prevention, 60%.
Yeah, I mean,
what is that preventing?
I just want to get high on the weekends.
Improvement of physical health. And then finally, 48%, having a good time with friends and family.
There we go.
The only honest
there
ones
he
in
goes.
This survey.
At the very bottom.
Enhancement of spirituality rounded out the bottom list at 28%.
Well, that goes back to the witch lady.
You get too high if you see in God.
You have to go to mushrooms to get to that level.
You have gone way too high. Headache or migraine pain, 40%. Neck and back pain, 41%.
My neck, my back, my neck and my back.
That Friday?
Yeah.
My neck,
I'm
my
suing
back.
You for $150,000, but I settled out of court right now for $50.
My neck and my back. As for why behind these cannabis curious adults, 69% said cannabis seemed a more natural way than prescribed medications.
Now, I would agree with that. 100%.
Well, if you talk to, that's a big deal, I think, in the NFLPA right now. Is that, you know, a lot of those guys, they have to take, like, massive amounts of pills to get over, you know, getting in 60 train wrecks, in 3 hours. And that's, like, it's a big problem, you know, is opioids. And it's weird because, you know, of course, the NFLPA, they have no problem with the team doctor, you know, handing them, you know, 14 Valiums or whatever. But you smoke one joint, you're out of the league. You're out, and you pee hot, you're out for 4 games. Second bus, you're out.
You pee hot, you got bigger problems than opioids or marijuana.
Yeah, it's
no, they test for
that's
it.
Penicillin there.
You need an antibiotic if you pee it hot.
Doc, what do it mean when fire?
Wealthy millennials are moving, and they're not moving to the state of Alabama.
Oh, they're not?
Oh.
No.
Why not? Are we not welcoming to them?
I don't know. 70% of the top 10 states where wealthy millennials move are located on the East or West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Texas, the Gulf Coast, Colorado, Tennessee, and the Heartland.
But then they all whine about their soul-crushing jobs. So it's like, you know, go get something. Go find something better to do.
We're not 50th out of 50.
Start your own company.
We're not 50th out of 50. The number one states where wealthy millennials are moving is California.
Mm-hmm.
Like to get
well, wealthy.
Listen to three of the top four. You ready for this?
Colorado.
Colorado is number four.
Washington.
Washington is number two. California is number one. Do I need to get this story back out of the trash can?
We're gonna, yeah.
The number one reason adults are interested in legalized cannabis.
Do we need a flow chart here?
The millennials have lots of health issues.
Number six, Oregon.
No.
But yeah, Georgia's 11, Dave.
Yeah.
Tennessee, 9. Tennessee's full, guys. Stop going to
Georgia's
Tennessee.
Been full.
Tennessee's full.
Tennessee's going to end up like, getting burnt.
Where are we on this one?
Yeah, or like,
where's Alabama? Hold on. I got to turn the second
48.
Page.
It's always 48.
I got to turn the second page.
Right before Mississippi.
I actually don't know where we are.
Not last.
And Louisiana.
But close.
New York is last. Illinois second to last. Virginia. Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, D.C., Missouri, Maryland, Connecticut, Ohio. See, these are all boring states. Mm-hmm. Louisiana, yeah. Kentucky.
Louisiana's not boring.
Kentucky's not
Louisiana's
terrible.
A fine state, Christy. Louisiana's a fine state.
Thank you, Baron.
Wrong.
Louisiana's a fine state if you want to get really drunk on Bourbon Street and have your palm red.
I've done that.
My point.
Or stumble two blocks and get murdered.
Either way, we're cool.
Right.
Yeah, either way, we're cool.
That's what you're after.
I told you to take a right, Dave, not a left.
Right.
That's one of those moments. You take a wrong turn down one wrong street, and you are screwed.
And you also, either you know it really quick
or
you don't.
You're right. You know it real quick.
The first time I went to New Orleans was my freshman year at Auburn. I had not even started class yet because at Auburn, we started in September.
Yeah, you used to start late, right?
So we always played SEC road game against LSU before we started class. And so I met a few people like the first week I was there, and they were like, you want to go to this game in Baton Rouge? I was like, sure, yeah. They're like, we'll stay in New Orleans. I had like 17 and a half. I was a young, young college freshman. And they were like, all right. So we stay in New Orleans, and I'd never seen anything like it. It was the wildest thing I'd ever encountered. And then they were like, hey, we found this cool restaurant. We're going to walk over there. Yeah, cool.
Sure,
man.
Yeah.
I saw God. I saw my life. I got scared. I started looking around thinking, we ain't where the tourists are supposed to be.
You're like, guys, I know a little bit about this, but we probably shouldn't be going this way. Yeah. I don't know anything about New Orleans. I'm just saying, like,
I know I'm the 17-year-old high school dropout who hadn't even started college yet, but can we turn around? Our number 272-9228, Christy, Dave, Clay, Barron. Who's this?
Hi, it's Sharon.
Hey, Sharon.
Hi, I was going to call and give you another reason why cannabis should be legalized for medical care.
You sound like an expert.
Oh, no, no. I had a dear friend about 30 years ago suffering from breast cancer, and her treatments would just make her violently ill. And I used to go to a gas station, buy pot from some kids, and do it again today if I had to.
Hello, fellow youth.
But it calmed her stomach. She was able to eat.
Let me tell you. If I was a 16-year-old dope dealer at the Z-Tech,
I would
and
think that
Sharon
was awesome.
Came up to me, I'd be like, no, Sharon, I don't know what you're talking. What is grass?
No, look. Dude,
man, this is a Circle K.
Ali will sell it to anybody.
That's right.
That's right.
It's Ali.
Where's
Ali? Hey, I was
Ali.
Grateful for them. So, and God knows my friend Sandy was too. Because she was able to eat.
Got
and
it
get
from
some
kids at the gas station.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow.
It was 30 years ago.
She knew where to find TT and Lil Nuck Nuck and them.
And well, Boo. Don't forget Boo.
Times call for Boo. Desperate.
But Sharon, I got this image of like kids with a sandwich board, like pot, $5 a bag.
That's about what it was.
We have the marijuana.
$10 a bag.
It was $10 a bag. Sorry. How did you know they had it? You just walk. Did you have like slang?
I used to see them all the time because it was right by the house.
Yeah, you got some wood.
Huh?
You got some wood? Is that what you said to them?
No, I said I used to see them there all the time.
No, I'm saying when you approached them, what did you say? Did you say, do you got some wood? Is that the slang?
I said, do you know where I can get some pot?
She said, hello, kind youths. Can I buy? May I purchase a marijuana from you?
They said,
"Yes, ma'am, we have some."
She said, "Where it at?"
Hey, you know where these dumbass kids are now? Prison.
She said, "Where it at?" And made the international sign.
They are in prison because they're too stupid to be good drug dealers. They didn't make
That's
it another
exactly
week after
correct.
You left, Sharon.
You're exactly right. But God love them for being there when Sandy needed them.
Well, Sandy.
That's right.
All right, always. Sharon, we appreciate
it's a
it.
Great call.
You're welcome.
Hey, and going with that, when my mother was going through her cancer, I'd have gone and bought some.
Oh, but you didn't call me?
Well,
I would have gone to the Z-Tech and asked TT and Lil Ron.
Yeah.
Well, not no.
Tell Sharon you're welcome.
The youth.
Seth Spotlow. We'll be back. 272-9228.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with some fun news about Honda lawnmowers. Right now, when you purchase a Honda mower from CTE, you can get over $100 off MSRP. And we'll extend your Honda's warranty for 1 year. Did you know that CTE is Central Alabama's only independent Honda power equipment dealer? Well, what does that mean? It means, yes, we offer the full line of Honda power equipment, mowers, generators, water pumps, tillers, etc. Yes, we stock Honda parts. And yes, we service Honda products. And speaking of service, when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower when yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
This is JR with Cat House Marine. We have been a longtime advertiser of Blue Water Broadcasting and love it. They've been great at producing results and helping us build Cat House Marine's customer base and success in the River Region.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I love it when I have good news for you. And today's going to be another great day today with relatively low humidity and comfortable temperatures. More sunshine, high around 87, mostly clear, comfortable tonight, overnight low 65. Now, tomorrow, you'll feel the difference. You'll start to feel more humidity, high temperature up to about 91. Feels like summertime, but the rain chances, I don't have them at zero, but they're under 20% for tomorrow. And then scattered hit or miss storms will be around Sunday and Monday. High temperatures around 90 both days. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 35 minutes after 11 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon each and every day, right here on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Christy joins us, as she does each and every Friday. Clay joins us, 84 joins us, whenever the hell he wants to. If you want to see what this cast of characters looks like, we are broadcasting live on Facebook. 26 of your fellow listeners are watching. I think I was keeping a running tally earlier, but
it fluctuates.
Yeah.
It does fluctuate.
A lot of people check in and out. We're selling that, by the way.
Kind of like the show in general.
People checking in and out. You got 10 minutes, you're in the can.
That's right.
You know what this Facebook Live thing's going to do? Everywhere you go in a public toilet now, you're going to hear news and views from 9 to noon. You're like, hey, man, you watching too? You're a second behind me. Can you mute yours?
Put in your AirPods, dude.
Cornerstone Managing General Agency, Cornerstone MGA. My friend Greg Wren over there is an absolutely dynamite insurance guy. Absolutely dynamite insurance guy. If you have never, ever shopped your health insurance benefits that you provide for your employees, you're probably paying entirely too much money. Greg Wren can solve that for you. Greg Wren can solve that for you. All you got to do is call him, and he's going to save either you money or your employees money or both. in all likelihood. About 80, 90% of the time, he tells me, he saves people money. Cornerstone Managing General Agency on the web, cornerstonemga.com, cornerstonemga.com. You can call him in person at 356-1502, 356-1502, and he will... He'll get you squared away. I just accepted 9 more friend requests from people who want to watch the live.
Wow.
That is so good.
Yeah, we expect you guys to tune in with us. This is great. This is great. Oh, I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
All three of y'all looking at your phone.
Hey, I'm not looking at my phone.
I'm actually
look here, I'm getting text.
Are you watching the live feed?
I'm getting text about how sexy my hat looks.
Well, they're not wrong.
Exactly.
I'm actually putting out a fire because I meant to about a work thing. I said I missed this, didn't I? And I said I kissed this guy, didn't I?
No.
I'm putting out a fire.
Wow.
I meant missed, not kissed.
Stupid autocorrect.
Missed, not kissed.
And that's a big autocorrect right there.
That's a huge autocorrect. That's huge.
Shots fired.
That's huge.
Yeah. Some of them are obvious. I mean, I've never.
I talk about ducks a lot.
I've never ducked. Or been ducking.
Lots of ducks.
Or
do you know how to prevent that?
Lots of ducks.
You showed me how to prevent it, and it's correct about half of it.
Wait, it doesn't do all the time. What is it?
You put something in. You put like
the word you're trying to say.
You put a contact in as all the.
It's you got. It's like I have a contact that is
duck. Whoa. Hold on, and ducking.
Well, I'll just tell her. I have one that's mother.
Uh huh.
Ing.
Uh huh.
Off. I got them all.
That you know that does work because even like
but now it capitalizes
my poor dictation when I hit.
Man, you talk slow.
Yeah, that was a really slow word.
What?
My poor dictation.
Dictation. Yeah.
There's not a space between the K and the T sound.
It is in Petaluma. Sexiest, night sexiest language in the world.
Night sexiest.
But when I'm just talking to text, how about that if I use that phrase?
Yeah.
All I have to do is say Dave, and it pulls up capital D, capital A, capital Y, capital B, capital E.
True.
And it actually picks that up. Now, other words, it does not do so well.
I can never get it to work.
So many ducks.
I'm ducking this, and what's frustrating is when you get frustrated and you really throwing a lot of ducks out there.
Yeah,
and you're wanting the other person to side with you, and then they start laughing.
Right. Yeah.
And they're like, I can't take your rant seriously. You're too. I can't get mad at that ducking guy.
You're too ducking stupid.
Earth is approaching a meteor swarm that may have caused an entire forest to explode in 1908.
At Tunguska in Russia.
Yes. The Tunguska explosion in 1908.
Dave Quest.
He's like, oh, forest exploded in 1908? That was in the Siberian region.
Well,
right above the 22nd parallel.
That's right. Yeah, just one of those things.
The Tunguska explosion of 1908 was so powerful the blast leveled 80 million trees over an 800 square mile area.
Yeesh.
Ugh.
Yeah, so we got that to look forward to. Hopefully it won't hit any
cities. That's coming up next week. The Tunguska explosion. Apparently, we've gone through this a few times since then and whatnot. That's absolutely terrifying.
I mean, is it more or less terrifying that when our scientists exploded the first hydrogen bomb, they weren't sure if it would set the entire atmosphere on fire and explode Earth, but they did it anyway.
What about when they? They're like three of them were like,
yeah, this is probably going to end the world, and the other three were like, it's 50-50. What if it beats the Russians?
There was that one dude, though, that says,
hey, just try it.
Hold my beer.
That's a lot. That reminds me a lot of the Chernobyl series playing right now.
Yeah. I mean, actually. It plays into it.
The same thing with the Large Hadron Collider.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, three of the scientists said, guys, this is going to cause a black hole in the middle of another galaxy, which has never been experienced before, and they could come in on each other, and then the entire galaxy could fold in, and they could pull in other galaxies, and it could pull the entire universe and destroy everything. And they were like, fired up. I mean, but I get, you know.
You don't know till you try.
It's kind of like my thing, when there's a giant meteor coming towards the United States, or towards the world, and they say it's going to end life as we know it, everyone's going to die, it's going to explode the Earth. If you say no, you're a genius when it doesn't happen.
Right.
So the scientist who's like, no, dude, I've done the math, that's not going to happen.
It's fine.
We're cool.
He's fine.
Everything's fine.
Not going to set the atmosphere on fire.
That meme is the greatest.
With the dog?
Yes.
Everything's fine.
This is fine. This is my. Oh, guess whose birthday it is today?
Oh, well, I'm surprised we haven't mentioned this yet.
Today is going to be a national holiday one day in this country.
They ought to make it.
Besides flag being Flag Day.
Today's also Flag Day.
It's the flag's birthday, but that's not near as important.
Geotis. The God Emperor of the United States. The President of the United States.
Donald John Trump. Stable, you ever heard of him?
The very stable genius.
73 years ago today.
Geotis. The doctor, the cowboy. The very stable genius. 73 years old.
73.
Only the Geotis would be born on Flag Day.
That's right. That's true.
Only the Geotis would be born on Flag Day. Also, old gal's leaving the White House.
Oh, yeah. I hate that.
Sarah Sanders. She's toast.
You think something went on there, or you think she's just tired of?
I mean, it's.
I just don't think she wants to deal with that.
Yeah, I mean, that's not that fun of a job.
Yeah. You know? I mean, they usually run through one about every 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, you got to slap down so much stuff that, you know.
I want Milo Yiannopoulos.
Would that not be the greatest God move?
I want him in pearls and a feather boa. I do. That's who I want. He is smart. He's funny. He's fast. He's gay. He's Jewish. He's married to a black man.
You know what?
He's Catholic. He's Catholic. He knocks every stereotype down of Trump in one fell swoop.
I think they should bring in Jim Norton.
Who is that?
Insult comic. Jimmy Norton, Little Jimmy. He's basically like, when I first saw that Trump was running for president, I was like, here's the thing. He talks like Norton. Like, he knows, like, what the pain points are. Trump's genius is that he knows how to build people up, but he also knows what your, like, number one problem with yourself is intrinsically, and he goes right at it.
Right. Horse face.
I mean, he's...
Little Marco.
Yep.
Horse face.
Right?
He went right after horse face.
I mean, he just knows. He knows how
he does. He goes right to your weakest spot.
He ethers people.
Low-energy Jim.
He ended the Bush dynasty.
Pocahontas.
I mean, he ended the Bush dynasty with low energy. And it was like, everyone was like, he had $100 million in a super PAC and like $50 million, like hard money. And just
everyone's like, we can't donate.
Dead. Over.
Jeb can't win. Jeb ran like 40,000 points of TV in New Hampshire, got one delegate.
I was fixing to say, $100 million, one delegate.
One delegate.
I spent $0 and got zero, so he beat me by one.
But you have a better per delegate spend.
No, yeah, exactly. He's at zero.
Yeah.
He's at zero. Who's this? Randall.
Hey. Did you hear what he said about Sarah on the way out, though? That she would make a good governor?
I did. I heard that. Said she would be a great governor for the state of Arkansas.
Of Arkansas?
That's where she's from.
Yeah, but where are millennials moving there? She's a millennial, right?
Yeah.
I'm a millennial, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a millennial.
If you're under 37.
I'm not moving to freaking Arkansas. I'll tell you that in 2 seconds.
Well, why not, Christy?
Hey, Arkansas's 36th. We're 37th. More millennials are moving to Arkansas than Alabama.
Well, we need to keep Christy here then, for sure.
I'll be here, Randall. Don't worry.
Please do. And y'all got to swap places now. Like, y'all ain't done it since I've been on there last.
So I covered.
We'll take that into consideration.
is that why our viewers are falling?
Well, now look at Clay. He may want to swap places because his quilt's not heavy enough.
Ooh. But when you said you was slow to dictation, I wasn't sure about yours that fair for a minute, bro.
Randall.
I thought I needed to come over.
Randall, huh? Did you see Dave in the black hat?
I did not see Dave in the black hat.
You would have needed a concrete quilt.
man.
A concrete quilt.
He got them daggone checkered pants on. I got lost in them.
You'd have gotten lost in those pants, right?
I got lost in them. Yeah. Literally. All right, fellas. Love y'all, man.
Appreciate it.
See you around.
You know what a lot of people will be happy about?
What's that?
51% of people now say that the dad bod is a new sits pack.
Well,
men,
everyone's...
We have arrived!
Also, Sprach Zarathustra.
To hell with six pack, Klabe.
They're saying dad bods are more popular than
that's
ever.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
the six pack went to hell about 10 years ago.
Well.
Oh, mine, you mean?
I'm into the keg, is what I'm aiming for.
I think, I'll tell during the break what I think. 272 1928. if you want to get in. 272-9228. Riley Manning, my man Riley Manning over at Riley Manning Painting, 799-1284. 799-1284 if you want to get in with painting greatness. This guy will go, if you hear my voice, and not through Facebook. I mean, if you're in Washington State, don't call Riley. But if you're in the River Region, if you could hear us over the air, Riley wants to come to you. He has been in the business for over 50 years. He has been a painting contractor for over 50 years. What were you doing 50 years ago?
Being unborn.
I was being unborn.
Yep.
All four of us were being unborn. You know what Riley Manning was doing? He was sharpening his painting contractor axe and becoming the greatest painting contractor, contractor in the history of Montgomery, Alabama, where he has remained for the last 50 years.
Must agree.
He's the guy all the other painting contractors want to be when they grow up. Clabe and I both have at our house Riley Manning masterpieces.
Yep.
Because he has come and painted for us. Guys, walls, doors, indoor, outdoor, bathrooms, closets, commercial structures. It doesn't matter what it is. Riley Manning can take care of absolutely anything and everything. RileyManningPainting.com is where you can find him online. 799-1284 is where you can find him on the phone. We'll take your phone calls on the other side of the break. 272-9228 is the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. More Dave, more Barron, more Christy, more Clay after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up, a teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Dave, Barron, Christy, and Clay. If you wonder why we don't have bumper music, check out the Facebook Live feed. The bumper music kept knocking us off of the Facebook Live feed.
Blame Mark Z.
Mark Zuckerberg sucks. We hate his guts. Can I say that on Facebook?
Mark Zuckerberg?
Who is the worst person in the world?
According to Barron Coleman, it is Mark Zuckerberg.
Currently, right now, it is Mark Zuckerberg.
I mean, yes. Kim Jong-un, he's kind of bad. But he's no Mark Zuckerberg.
Right. He's not Mark Zuckerberg. Hmm. We'll take your phone calls at 272-9228. I do want to tell everybody before we get too carried away in this segment about Jenkins Tire and Auto, because they're right downtown. They're right downtown. I just had an oil change with these guys not long ago. Got a quote on some new tires. Everything going well over at over at Jenkins Tire and Auto. I walked in. I said, man, can I get a ride back to work? He said, it's all gravy, big baby. He said, get in my car. I'll take you to work.
So does Randall work down?
Randall's not there. But if he did, he would be a fine technician because Mike Jenkins only hires the best. Get by Jenkins Tire and Auto when you get a chance. Right on the corner of Perry and Jefferson. Perry and Jefferson. So if you're on Madison and you say, look, I'm at the corner of Madison and Perry. Where the hell is this place? It's one block off. One block off. One block north of Madison on Jefferson. Perry and Jefferson. Get over there. Drop your car off. You can call. They do everything, man. They do absolutely any vehicle maintenance you need. Absolutely any vehicle maintenance you need. Jenkins Tire and Auto, you can call them ahead of time. Schedule an appointment. Just drop your rig off and catch a ride into work and catch a ride back to the Jenkins Tire and Auto. And most of the work is done the same day. Usually, almost everything's done the same day. They'll give you an expectation up front. So we'll head to the phones, 272-9228. David, you're on the air.
We got a native New Yorker as president. We need a native New Yorker as the spokesperson.
Who do we need?
I vote for Andrew Dice Clay.
That was, okay, yes. The Dice Man.
That would be great.
That's basically what I was saying, just like a new generation. As a matter of fact, Norton got his start touring with Dice.
Did he really?
Yeah, so very good. Very good, David. We are in agreement.
Could you imagine Andrew Dice Clay standing behind the pulpit there at the White House, man, and people
it would sound something like this.
Questions.
So I'm standing
reaching around with a cigarette.
So I'm standing behind the podium with my
standing there with his leather jacket on, with his Elvis sunglasses.
Oh, there was an old lady that lived in a shoe. She had so many children.
I won't finish.
Yeah, please don't finish that one.
Little boy blue.
God. That would be money. Awesome. That would be absolutely reality TV.
I have a feeling he's going to go big. You remember when George W. Bush was in trouble and he got Tony Snow?
Yeah.
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 I think Trump will go with somebody you've heard of.
He's going to bring in a hitter?
Yeah. I think he'll go with somebody you've heard of.
That'd be Andrew Dice Clay. What a better hitter than him.
It's true. And look, he had a really good comeback role in A Star Is Born.
Is Laura Ingraham still on Fox News?
I don't know.
Because I know he wanted her at one point.
I think so.
Yeah, he wanted her.
Wait. You know who's not currently employed in the media?
Who?
That has a history with Trump?
Who?
Megyn Kelly.
True.
Terrible.
Wrong. Yeah, but that would be God mode.
Wrong.
That would be perfect Trump, though.
Make her go out there and defend him?
Yes. Right?
Oh, but I tell you what, Megan
would
do a good job, man. She put the smack down on
those
CNN, MSNBC clowns.
That would be ideal when they go after Trump for something about women, and Megyn Kelly has to go, only Rosie O'Donnell. Appreciate your call, Dave.
And she'd look good doing it.
Your mileage may vary.
So, anyway.
I've never been attracted to her. I'm not. I don't think she's an attractive person. One.
Did you not see the GQ photo shoot?
I saw it. That's something that all responsible journalists do.
Are you a homosexual?
Klabe.
I can take calls at 272-9228 on that issue.
Good job.
I mean, seriously, did you not see
Klabe? I saw it, Klabe, but I mean, I don't know, reeked of desperation.
I'm looking it up.
Have you seen the Megyn Kelly GQ show?
Anyway.
No, I'm looking it up.
All right. We'll get it. She's an expert.
That's right.
We'll get an expert opinion. JD.
Hey, quick question, and forgive me for being naive, but you think it's any way possible that that the departure of our spokesperson is, you know, kind of premeditated by Trump? He seems to be playing chess while they're playing checkers. That it seems like he's kind of plotted this little move out here.
Well, unless the spokesperson or somebody like that like really steps in it, it's always a plotted move. They knew this was coming. I mean, it's one of those things. And as I think Barron said it, is that she probably doesn't want to be in that job during the campaign.
That's my guess.
Because it gets harder.
I feel that, but that little plug-in about governor for Arkansas was a pretty good, and Randall made an excellent point. I mean, that was a solid plug right there.
Is there current governor term limited?
They have 2 years. They have no term limits, but they elect every 2 years.
I don't think anymore.
Oh, is it not?
Yeah, it used to be like that. It used to be like that. Alabama used to be like that. Georgia used to be like that. They had it a lot longer because Clinton was
Alabama used to be you couldn't succeed yourself at all.
Right. That's right.
It was the opposite.
I can't remember the young lady's name that used to be on Fox News that started dating one of Trump's sons.
Kimberly Guilfoyle.
I kind of figured that they might pull her
a little
in
too
there.
Close.
I don't think he would cross that bridge.
What happens if she and the very bearded Don Jr. break up?
Yeah.
Then what happens? Thanks for your call, JD. Expert opinion, Megyn Kelly.
Yeah,
you have
you
now seen
what?
The pictures.
I will. She looks good in the pictures. Okay, she does. Mm-hmm. I do agree with you on the fact that it looks
she
a little
looks
forced.
Like a tramp.
It looks a little forced. It, yeah. No, that's not.
It's not attractive.
That's the most unnatural pose I've ever seen.
That's probably the hottest of all the pictures in there, and she looks like she's not.
Yeah.
She's not comfortable. She's never made that face before.
Right. That's exactly what it is.
There's a lot of Photoshop working.
Is her face in that picture?
It's
Clabe.
It's very unnatural.
Her eyes are clearly... Like, this is the worst one. The one with her leaning sideways?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I could try to do that right now.
That looks like she has hemorrhoids.
I could try to do that right now.
That's crazy.
Hold on. I guess we should show the
good looking guys.
Can you guys see that? No, they can't see that.
No, they screen to screen or whatever.
I can't even try to do that pose naturally.
And you're very athletic.
Thank you, Clay.
Speaking of athletics, guess who got honored last night?
There was a big event in Pentlala. There was a big to-do in Pentlala last night in honor of Clabe.
At the ball field.
I'm telling you, I saw the pictures.
It was Clay.
Tell the truth. Were you moved to tears?
You
were close.
I welled up.
Yeah.
They didn't come out, but I welled up.
I don't blame you.
At the ball field last
night. Guys.
We go out, and our little team that Pete plays on, we're warming up. And on the side of the field, the last game before ours ends, and we walk out on the field, and we're sitting there talking to the kids in the dugout, getting the lineup all put together and telling everybody, you know, exactly what position they were going to play. That is terrible. So anyhow, I turn, and the coach for the opposing team walks up, and Christy's like, "Hey, Clay, turn around and look at my team." I turn and look and gaze, and what appears before my eyes, every child and coach on the opposing team are wearing jorts.
It was jorts night down in Pentlala.
Oh, my God.
And they dedicated it and named it Clay Sharp Night at Pentlala Ball Field and wore jorts. And jorts could sponsor?
In his honor.
An hour.
Maybe Wrangler.
Do you know who was the greatest umpire?
I got Wrangler on my booty.
You know who was the greatest umpire in the history of Pentlala Softball League?
Oh, it wasn't Mike Hawthorne or Brandon Self, because
you want to take a stab at it?
Enrico Palazzo.
No. The greatest. You want to take a stab? Greatest umpire in the history.
Tommy Gregg?
No.
Clay Sharp.
Okay.
The 2006 fall softball season was umpired by the most fantastic, greatest umpire in the history of the game.
I'm going to do a preemptive rung.
I see where we're headed.
I did it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wrong. It was...
The man they call the Baron? Yes. You've heard of him. I expected him to be an old man.
He was
man.
Like...
Well, handsome.
Well? He was like Frank Drebin in Naked Gun, just like doing, you know, a full twist into the splits. Strike!
That is... Let me tell you, if you can handle Pentlala parents when you call a strike,
if you can handle Pentlala parents when you call a strike that was a little close,
brother,
that might have brushed the pink part of the plate.
Been there, done that.
Oh, my goodness. I had to call a game one time for lightning. I mean, you'd have thought I canceled their wedding.
Oh, that's at least a half mile away.
Exactly.
I mean, it was like hitting the light posts around the field.
Looked like the end of the natural. It's just everything's exploding.
Exactly. And down there, we're like, they'll be all right.
It hadn't killed a kid yet. I'm like, well,
trying to avoid. They're only holding aluminum bats.
Guys, I appreciate you coming in. We cannot close with bumper music. We're going to get this problem fixed. If you've been watching on the Facebook live feed, we appreciate it. We're having a good time in here. We're going to start selling these live streams.